Hi, I'm Michael Stanley Baker from the University College London. I'm in the History Department in the fifth year of my degree. My thesis title is Taoists as Doctors, The Role of Medicine in Six Dynasties Shangqing Taoism. What do the histories of religion and of science have in common? What secret powers do the ancient Chinese masters really have? How did people in early China use their minds to transform their bodies? My thesis investigates the secret practices that people in early China used to change their social, mental, and bodily realities. It shows the diversity of the medical market in medieval China, and how all these different characters, priests, monks, Taoists, hermits, mediums, as well as doctors, all shared a piece of the pie. In particular, I look at the formation of one sect of Taoism, that's the indigenous religion of China, to show how all the kinds of therapy they used. Spells, visualization, herbs, acupuncture, massage, even rituals at ancestral tombs, and ancient astronomy, all in the search for cures for disease. The data is awesome. It's a 4th century text with daily visions of the gods who revealed themselves to a priest serving a local elite family who lived just outside the capital of Nanjing. Disease was thought to be caused by vengeful ghosts who start lawsuits in the underworld, causing sickness in the living family. But natural causes played just as important a role. Wind, damp, cold, heat could invade the body and disturb its functions. So they used dual methods of treatment. Acupuncture was accompanied with incantation. When massaging the body, they visualized spirits inside it, managing its processes like a miniature bureaucracy. Put all together, you get a broad picture of well-being that involved social relations, pain management, ancestral reputation, and the structure of the whole universe. The thesis argues that if we skew our studies to suit modern ideas of religion, or of medicine or science, we miss out on this overall picture. By putting the body at the center, we can better see the diversity of resources people drew from to get by in their daily lives. I'd like to thank the Wellcome Trust and the Jiang Jingguo Foundation for their generous funding, and my advisor, Dr. Vivian Law, for her constant support.